Backstage, it's SB220, and I'm going to a couple questionnaires. I'm probably not going to do them in the same thing, but whatever. I actually haven't read these questions yet, so that's going to be fun. This one is the Deep, Goofy, and a Little Sexy questionnaire from Texan Guy. Hello, fellow Southerner. So yeah, let's just go. I'm kind of really sleepy, so this is probably going to be bouncing around everywhere, but whatever. Question number one, do spelling mistakes annoy you? It depends. That's a very lawyery answer, but it depends. If it's small words that you use every day in everyday conversation that you've been spelling since you were like three, probably going to annoy me a little bit. If it's a super, like, long, complicated word, A, I'm probably not going to know it's misspelled anyway. B, I could, like, let you go on that. But it's more of the using the wrong word in, like, the wrong way. Like, the wrong your and your drives me crazy. Two, two, and two drives me insane. Like, those kind of things just set me off. I can't handle it. And just, like, totally leaving out letters in words. That drives me insane, too. Okay. Question number two. If you don't do anything for an entire day, how does it make you feel? It makes me feel actually kind of crappy to be like, I've wasted this whole day doing absolutely nothing. Yeah. I can't do it. I've got to get up and do something. Even if it's just one thing, I have to do something. Question number three. Of these two, what would you prefer in life and why? Interesting things happening more often or good things? Good things all the way. Because you never know if that interesting thing is going to be a good or bad thing. So no, good things happening all the time. Question four. How often, if ever, do you meditate? I don't meditate very much. I need to do it more. That is something that really helps me feel calm and centered and to go through the stress of my daily life. That really helps, but I don't do it enough. So I haven't done it in like, oh my God, 4 months maybe? Like I haven't sat down on the floor and taken the 10 minutes it takes to practice mindfulness. And that's not a good thing. I need to do that. Thank you, Texan Guy. Question five. What sort of intelligence do you value most and why? Logical, emotional, autistic, social / communicative, etc. That's a hard question because logical intelligence is fantastic, but emotional intelligence to me is so much harder, I guess. Yeah, you can be book smart and not be able to read people, and those are both very important. So I'm going to go with, like, a 50-50 tie, because you need both those things. Six, how often would you say that you daydream? I daydream all the damn time. Like, all the time. I'll be sitting in class and just be daydreaming about random shit, and then I'm like, oh god, no, we're talking about the Crusades or something. Like, I daydream all the time. At school, at work, while I'm washing dishes, like, all the time. Which of these two is more romantic or arousing to you, and why? Kissing / making love in Paris, or kissing / making love in a tent in the woods? Paris, definitely, 10 out of 10. Because if y'all listen to the questionnaire that I did with Penny, I have had sex in the woods, and it is not nice. Like, there's critters everywhere, and you're, like, laying on the ground, and it's bumpy, and just, ugh. Got chances of getting poison ivy in delicate places, like, I'd rather not. Question number eight. What cuddle position do you prefer? Big spoon, little spoon, both, neither? I'm 5'2". So, anytime I've ever snuggled with anybody, I've always been the little spoon, which is fine. I enjoy being the little spoon. I'm not a big fan of being the big spoon because I feel like I look like an idiot. And I would just like rather you lay on me, like with your head on my chest and maybe sitting up, than do the big spoon thing because it's more like jet packing than anything else. And it just looks kind of funny. And I kind of, it's kind of uncomfortable, like if you go to sleep that way, because you've got like your leg thrown over the other person. And my legs are open at like a 45-degree angle, and it just like pops my hip, and it's just ugh. What is your opinion of the phrase making love when it refers to sex? Is it hokey, romantic, a specific kind of sex? I think it's a nice way of putting it. Personally, I don't feel like I make love. So, yeah. I'm gonna go with it refers to a specific kind of sex. Like, I'm just gonna leave it at that. Question 10. Is your ideal sex rough or gentle? I'm gonna have to say both. Sorry. Because I do like rough sex. AKA somebody doming the fuck out of me. But you have to kind of put me back together afterwards. So that's when the gentle part comes in and it's all nice and sweet and deliciously lovely. If you are in the middle of the best sex of your life and your partner asks you to make dolphin slash whale noises so that they can reach climax, would you do it? I would probably attempt, and I'm not gonna do it on the audio, but I would probably attempt for their sake. Probably not do it well, or probably just look and I would try not to laugh, but I feel like that would be something that would make me be like, oh my God, what? And then I would like instantly like lady boner gone. Because what? Question 12. What are the strangest slash funniest phrases or terms for things you've heard so far? You can also mention strangest or funniest curses slash cussion fits too. Okay, so y'all, I'm from the South, right? So we have all kinds of these crazy little sayings for stuff. And you other Southerners can comment on ones that I've missed. Most of these are dadisms. So most of these come from Texas. But like, my dad has all kinds of random shit for stuff. He'll call me and be like, I heard from you in a month of Sundays. And I said that to one of my friends that lives in Oregon, and she was like, what? Says that all the time. My mom says good Lord a living a lot. And like, I've heard that a lot from the Southern people in my area. Stuff like that, like a cursing fit. When my dad is aggravated, he will say shit fire to save matches. I don't know where the hell that comes from, but like that's one of dadisms. Or, and this one that gets me and him both in trouble when we say it to my mom, you're fucking this chicken, I'm just holding its head, which means you're the one in charge here, I'm just helping you, etc. That's normally used when we're driving somewhere and she's like, where do you want to go? And I'm like, you're fucking this chicken, I'm just holding its head. And then she gets mad at me. But yeah. I can't think of any. Now that you've asked me, I'm just sitting here like, oh, what can I think of? So I'm gonna move on. But I'm gonna request all you Southerners comment. Thank you, please. 13. If you had to choose your greatest motivation slash motivator in life at this time, from the following, what would it be and why? Interpret these however you'd like, just explain it. My choices are love, wealth, expression, knowledge, and freedom. I'm gonna pick three because I do not agree with your rules, dear, and say love, knowledge, and freedom. And I'm gonna go with knowledge first. I'm in college. I've been in college since I graduated in 2012. It's taking me for fucking ever to get a degree. But I want to be the first person in my family to get a doctorate. Like, my mom went to college and has a bachelor's degree, and everybody else that I know that's went to college has a bachelor's degree. I want to be the first person with the doctor in front of my name. Not exactly a medical doctor, because, oh God, no. But, like, I want to get that education. And not just in, like, an education standpoint. Like, I'm constantly trying to learn new things and doing other things, like learning how to make my own bread or learning how to can my own food, like sauces I make and stuff like that. So it's like that knowledge, or that want of knowledge, I guess, could be a motivator. I guess I'll go love next, and it's love for my family and love for my friends. I got married very young while I was still in school, because I'm currently married now. And, like, I love my husband to death, and, like, I love my family to death. And, of course, I wouldn't want to leave them, my family being, like, my mom, my dad, and brother, because I don't have kids. But I think love for myself is something that I'm having to learn and I'm having to work on. So that would be a motivator for me right now, is to focus on doing the things that make me feel good and make me feel good about myself. And I'm going to say freedom because it kind of ties in with that, like that last statement. Because I live in a lot of people that live in the South aren't going to agree with me. You may, I don't know. Got cat hair all over my keyboard. Stupid cats. I personally think some areas of the South have very oppressive cultures. A lot of it's family-oriented, a lot of it's very conservative. So you are here, and you're born here, and it's like there's almost expectations of what you do. There's almost, like, societal norms, and if you don't reach those norms by the age that people think you should, like, something's wrong with you, or you're weird, or this, that, and the other. I grew up in a very conservative household, so I didn't get to explore myself a lot. And I don't mean like, like explore myself, but I didn't get to do a lot of the things that I kind of want to do to find out who I am and what I'm doing, where I'm going. I got married at 21 and here I am 23, and my husband and I are kind of growing into ourselves, but the ideology that we're getting isn't necessarily the same. So I kind of wish that I would have had a chance to do that. And kind of, you know, get the piercings I wanted, or get the tattoos I wanted, or, like, do things for myself in that realm of freedom. And I'm doing it now, but it's harder to do it now than it would have been before. Okay, I think that's the end of my questionnaire. Thank you, Texan guy. That kind of got a little weird and deep there at the end, but that wasn't your fault, so I'll see y'all in a minute. Adios.